OpNav Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 21, Lead. 1. Which materials' abundance, low melting point, high molecular weight, high density, and malleability make it a useful structural material? Lead. 2. Chronic lead exposure can initially damage which organs? Blood forming. 3. Lead inhibits heme synthesis, red blood cell production, and at high levels leads to what? Anemia. 4. The PEL for an 8-hour time-weighted average exposure to airborne lead is how many micrograms per cubic meter of air? 50. 5. Regions or activities shall implement engineering and administrative controls to the extent feasible to reduce the exposure to below the PEL when an employee's exposure exceeds the PEL for more than how many days per year? 30. 6. What is the action level for an 8-hour TWA exposure to airborne lead without regard to respirator use? 30 micrograms per cubic meter. 7. The Navy shall not use paints containing more than 1% of lead by dry weight unless the Cognizant Headquarters Command specifically approves higher lead content paint. 0.06. 8. Regions or activities shall establish procedures to maintain work surfaces as free of lead dust as is practical and shall clean up lead dust with which type of filtered vacuum cleaners? High-efficiency particulate air, HEPA. 9. Regions or activities shall test ventilation systems used to control lead exposures or emissions using qualified engineering or industrial hygiene personnel at least every 3 months and within how many days of any production, process, or control change which may result in a change in employee exposure. 5. 10. Regions or activities shall provide clean protective clothing at least how often? Weekly. 11. Removal of lead particles from clothing by which methods is prohibited? Blowing or shaking. 12. Change rooms shall have how many separate clothing lockers for each employee? 2. 13. All Navy personnel who work in areas where the potential exists for lead exposure at or above the action level, or for whom the possibility of skin or eye irritation exists, shall receive initial training prior to or at the time of assignment and at least how often thereafter? Annually. 14. How many basic elements does the medical surveillance program consist of? 3. 15. Regions or activities shall include personnel in the medical surveillance program when industrial hygiene surveillance indicates that they perform work or are likely to be in the vicinity of an operation which generates airborne lead concentrations at or above the AL for more than how many days per year? 30. 16. Navy regions and activities shall make blood lead analysis and zinc protoporphyrin, ZPP, available every 6 months for all personnel who are or may be exposed to lead above the AL for more than how many days per year? 30. 17. Regions or activities shall perform follow-up lead monitoring within how many weeks of the receipt of an initial or routine monitoring result with a blood lead concentration at or above 30 micrograms per 100 grams of whole blood, and periodically thereafter according to the following criteria. 2. 18. Regions or activities shall conduct a medical evaluation identical to the pre-placement evaluation, with the exception of chest x-rays, annually for each person found to have a blood lead concentration at or above what micrograms per 100 grams at any time during the prior year. 30. 19. All records of examinations, possible lead-related conditions, related laboratory results, and all forms and correspondence related to the employee's medical history shall become a permanent part of the health record. The Cognizant activity shall retain such records for the period of employment plus 20 years, or how many years, whichever is longer. 40. 20. Who shall centrally manage the lead medical surveillance program ashore and afloat? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.